head right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
We are back.
Back.
We are back in business. I'm talking about the state of Florida. We're talking about MMA.
We are open.
If I told you, and I'm not going to throw people under the bus, how many phone calls, how many text messages I got 30 seconds after Dana White announced April 24th, Jacksonville, three title fights.
And in full attendance.
Full attendance. Full fans. Hopefully full media.
Yes.
Hopefully full radio shows.
I'm driving.
Well, you ain't going.
We going.
No, we ain't. We ain't French.
We are like Pepe Le Pew. We are going.
All right. Here's the deal that I'm going to make with you right now.
Okay.
Which you won't be able to accept.
Why?
If you accept this deal.
Okay.
You may go. I don't want to see that damn thing until April 24th.
What are you talking about? The Kendama? The Kendama is a lifestyle.
Bro. That's the deal.
Can't give up the Kendama.
Then you ain't going.
The nomination is serious.
I told you that you wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh.
So, use out. Joe Knockout Radio, taking your place.
You can't do that.
Oh, I can do it.
That's not fair.
I can.
I have seniority. Senioritis.
Well, you don't.
What is it called?
You don't.
I have that.
A lot of things to talk about. Action-packed show. Due momentarily from Las Vegas as we get ready for fight night on Saturday night back out at the Apex Center. Montel Jackson coming up.
Sweet.
Moran Renault coming on. Antonio Tarver coming on.
The Magic Man.
To talk about his upcoming fight on April, is it the 17th, I think? I think that's what it is. April 17th in Atlanta. Hopefully, I'll be in attendance because I will be up there. Chris Lytle.
Oh, my pizza protege.
You know what? I can't find that photo.
Of what?
I wanted to post the photo of all of our guests, but I needed the Lytle photo of him wearing the Knockout Radio t-shirt at another radio station.
Oh, that's pretty epic.
Well, it's been on my Facebook, but now it's gone.
Well, got to back stuff up, Randy Harris. It's 2021. You got to Google iCloud or something.
I don't know. I got to try to find it. So, Grossman, if you're listening, that's your homework assignment.
There you go.
If you can try to find
archive it. That.
Friday, we have BKFC.
We do.
Thursday, tickets go on sale, I believe, for both WrestleMania and the Grand Prix of St. Pete.
So we're coming back live.
We are back.
Things are coming back.
I said that's good and it's bad. And it's good because it's good. And it's bad because now people are going to want to continue to move into the state.
Right,
stay out. Right, stay away.
Right.
Stay away.
Yeah.
And speaking of stay away, I guess, what is it, the CDC? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Is now recommending, or they're getting ready to recommend, 3 feet distance, not six.
That makes a huge difference.
I'd rather it be 15.
Right, go back.
I don't want you anywhere near me. Not you. Typically,
just anyone.
Typically, I say, when I say you, I mean everyone, not just you. So in this case, I am talking to you. I don't want you 15 feet, but I don't want anybody 15 feet close. What that's going to do, which is good and bad again, it's going to allow Disney World and the Disney World properties, I don't know what they do in California, to expand attendance.
Oh, sure.
Because when you're 6 feet, there's
limitations. How many people can be?
Right. Now that it's 3 feet, they'll be able to, you know, probably double.
Sure.
And I don't like that because you get right in and out of those rides. We're there at 8. We're home at noon. It's awesome. You ride the two rides, you're home. No? Okay. iPoke on Saturday night.
Another main event.
And we just watched it.
The main event ended in controversy and in illegal strikes.
And Leon Edwards saying that after that he deserves Usman. Okay.
Oh, wow. I mean, you got to shoot your shot, right? Take a chance.
He took his shot, and unfortunately it was a poke and not a punch. And now, which I think would have happened anyway, Masvidal gets Usman.
Is it time to redesign the glove?
They've been talking about that for a while.
They apparently have gloves that are designed better, that curve the hand in so you can't poke.
You know, it's a difficult subject because I'm going to put a percentage on that I'm going to just make up.
Okay.
76.3% of the time it's by accident.
Yeah, I agree.
So you can't, you can, but you shouldn't, but you should, take away a point, take away something to take away from this happening. It needs to be when you throw or when you're doing for distance and all you have are your fingers out, in the back of your mind, in my opinion, you need to think, if this finger goes in his eyeball, I'm going to lose a point. If this finger goes in, I'm going to lose money. If there has to be more than six warnings, three stern warnings, and a double dare you.
Double dare you. I think the physical challenge.
I double back because it was two. It's you dare. Oh, you double dare. Yeah. And then the physical challenge. Right. Is that where
Where's
you
your
get
boy, Mark Summers?
I love that guy.
Isn't he the one you sent the the Survivor series tape to?
No. I sent you mean for me to get on Survivor?
Yeah.
No, I sent it to one of the producers, Eric Vander Wynn, okay. Something like that. And I guess their whole family is Survivor and all of those reality shows. But Mark Summer was the only disappointment of, I don't remember if it was last Super Bowl, last decent
Miami?
Super Bowl. Yeah, the last
real 54?
Or Atlanta, where Summers walked by and I really wanted him on and didn't get him.
That had to be 53 because I was 54 and I would have got him. If you said get him, I would have got him.
I would have said, I double dare you.
I would have accepted your challenge.
That would have been awesome.
Just would have got physical and security be involved.
It would have gotten physical because Usman was there.
Yeah.
You know, Masvidal was there.
But going back to the eye poke thing, the sports changed so much. I mean, the original UFC was just no rules, right? There was ultimate, no holds barred,
well, there
barbaric.
Was still, I believe one of the six rules back in the day was no eye pokes. You know, no eye pokes, no fish hooks, that kind of stuff. You could groin strike.
Okay.
That's still right. my favorite fight, that guy. Kevin Hackney.
Right, just kick him in the haggisacks.
He didn't kick him. He punched about 412 groin strikes. And I believe some fighters were upset. And you know what his response was? It's legal.
Sure. But as the sport evolves, right? I mean, look, let's look at the sport as it is today. Like, these guys are doing calf kicks now because the fights go five rounds.
Yeah.
You got to take away their mobility. It's not going there first round, rock 'em, sock 'em, robot. First one to get a clean shot wins, and it's over. You know, now these guys have endurance, and the sports change. You have to deaden the leg. You have to take away their leg kicks and their ability to move. So it's a different strategy. And the glove is part of the evolution of the sport, and I think it should be changed for the fighter's safety.
I agree.
I mean, this fighter might lose his eyesight. He might not be able to fight ever again. His depth perception could be ruined.
Well, but honestly,
we don't know.
That's not important. All that's important is Leon Edwards then gets a title fight for an eye pump.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, you know, there's major consequences on Muhammad's side of maybe losing his eyesight, maybe losing his career because of this. You know, if you can change it with the design of the leather or the glove, why not?
Who are you, and what did you do with that jackass Matt McClellan?
Oh, well,
I'm just asking.
So I'm sympathetic right now, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Okay.
The jean hat is green. You were wearing green. It's a great day.
Whatever.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
It's not. It's not a happy St. Patty's
Day. Why?
Because we don't get to go to one of my attorney's monster party.
Ah.
That got canceled last year, got canceled this year.
What's McGregor doing today to celebrate?
Selling his whiskey and doubling his money. That's what he's doing.
He doubled down.
He doubled down. He took the physical challenge, and he's doing A-okay. He is definitely doing all right. Big ups to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they keep replaying the parade, the boat parade.
Oh, yeah.
Where every time somebody got on the mic, and every time I'm talking about Shaq, I'm talking about Godwin, and I'm talking about who else? David. B.A.,
Bruce Arians.
Yeah, I was going to use the name from the A-team. Baracus. You know, Mr. T. Wasn't his name Baracus? B-A. Grabbed a mic and he goes, your ass ain't going anywhere. And he said it to all three, and that's proven. All three are returning.
And that's because Brady restructured his deal to clear up $19 million in the salary cap to be able to sign these young up-and-coming stars so they get to eat too.
Which side do you want me to take?
Take the goat side.
Okay. He can afford to delay payment.
Of course.
when he can just turn to the wife and say, hey, can you write a check for a mill? I need it to go. I need it to buy another boat so that we can pick up the trophy that fell in the water.
Buy scuba gear.
Right. No, big ups to him. And you know what's funny? I did see this on the Book of Face, too. There's two sides to look at. You can look at Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Prescott, and their contracts that they've been getting, which is
half a billion dollars.
Unbelievable. Or you can look at the guy who's worth half $1 billion because of his wife and him, that they can restructure and all that hard work. Now, I'm a big firm believer of money is more important than rings.
Okay.
Except if you're Tom Brady, because you have both.
Like, what else do you need to buy if you're Tom Brady? Like, what does he not have that he wants that he can't afford?
Well, it doesn't matter. That, who are you to say that about Brady or Garth Brooks? Supposedly, I once heard that Garth Brooks has enough money for his great-great-great-great, tell me when to stop, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids to spend.
Wow.
And that's why he stopped touring, and but now he's back. So now that his whatever number Greg adds some more to it.
Does he have more kids? He has to pay for some extra ones? What's Garth doing out there?
Matt's back.
I am back. Garth be getting it in. He's on tour.
He is on tour with Trisha.
I thought he was never going back. He gave up the lifestyle.
I don't think he said he was never going back. I think what he said was that he's going to retire while his children are growing up. If the kids are out of the house, you don't want to be stuck at home with the wife when you're taking her with you.
It's true.
I mean, they're on the bus together. I do wonder if they do it like, you know, I'm sure many bands, I was going to say Ratsko Flats, but, you know, any band, each person has their own bus.
Okay.
So, you know, Jay would be in one.
So you have a family in yours, right. Like you have a kid, your wife.
So is Trisha in one and Garth in the other? It's good separation time. You can FaceTime. Hey, where's your bus at?
Or you can just look out the back window to the windshield and be like, hey, there you are.
Who would be the lead bus?
I got to go with Garth.
Well, it's up to the driver.
He's the king.
Garth's
the king.
Well, he is the king, but it still depends on the driver. All right. Some shenanigans still to come. Some guests still to come. Some giveaways, some announcements that I need to make because I neglected to do it last week.
Oh.
We did a giveaway from a fight 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Okay.
And we do have some winners.
Oh, plural.
That I'm going to announce. So
nice.
That and probably very little after. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall, March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-327-3300.
522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Oh, no. I just saw you and Kamaru Usman celebrating 5 years of friendship on Facebook.
Yeah, 5 years of friendship on Facebook.
So why don't you ask him what he thinks about the Leon Edwards taking him on next?
Well, he's not, though.
Why won't he? An eye poke is definitely, it's a win.
Do you not pay attention to the show when you're on? I know you don't pay attention when the show's not on.
Okay.
What part of April 24th in Jacksonville, Usman versus Masvidal? What part of that didn't you understand?
What if Masvidal doesn't show up? What if he gets hurt in training camp?
Oh, yeah.
Masvidal's and they put in Leon Edwards.
Yeah. Masvidal.
What if Masvidal's scared?
Welcome back, Matt.
Yes, it feels good to be here.
You really scared me on the first segment where you were semi-intelligent.
I know.
But now you're back to normal.
I'm out of sympathetic. It only lasts 45 minutes.
Well, we have another 30 then.
Then I got to go up back on the GNAT.
Whatever.
Would you like to see who else is on the GNET? You want to go with me next time?
No, I don't.
Do you want to be in fight camp this week?
No,
let's
go. I don't.
I'm training pro fighters. We're changing the fight game.
No, the only fight camp I want to go to is Antonio Tarver's.
You're going.
Well, I'm not going to the camp.
And then the internet guy is going to fight Ben Askren.
Correct.
So how are we getting there? Are we driving?
I'm flying.
Oh, do you want me to meet you there?
No.
Why not? Why can't I go?
Because honestly, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with this, you've overstayed your welcome and you're not invited at the house.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like because I pulled up and I didn't call first?
Because we have plans. We're going to go out on the canoes. We're going to... He went and bought canoes. And
I'm an outdoors guy. No. I look rugged. I got a beard.
No. We're going to pass.
Ask Sean.
We're going to pass.
I'm still in the hair circle.
I want to tell you a story.
Okay, go.
So someone very near and dear to us bought tickets to that movie premiere up in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. After the cage?
After. Yeah. Okay. And he was a little upset at some things about how things played out and whatever.
Okay.
And he posted some photos. What am I pulling punches for? It's Grossman.
It's Grossman.
So he posted some photos.
Yes.
Now, he was wearing the Knockout Radio shirt.
Absolutely.
So I then took the photo.
And not only his shirt, but he has a Knockout Radio tattoo on his neck and also on his hand. So he takes photos with the horns. Then the Knockout logo is properly displayed.
And the reason that he got the second tattoo was because I screwed up the first tattoo.
Because you wanted the tattoo closer to the side of his neck, not the back side.
I didn't want it anywhere near the side.
On the front.
I wanted Undertaker style.
Oh.
That's what I wanted.
But that hurts, I bet.
He told me, and he told us, and he told Mike Trina, wherever. I just felt guilty, right?
Yeah.
But that's where I wanted it. Here's the tat story. So if I would have known, but I felt bad, and he got ready to start. So I whined and complained and cried. I'm the guy that didn't want him to do the tattoo, and now I'm complaining to the location.
Right,
so then
right.
He goes, okay, I'll do one more, but that's it. So, yeah, it's on the...
Oh, I think he's got one more in him.
Of Knockout Radio. He's got plenty of more in
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, but I think he's got another Knockout Radio.
So he was a little upset. He posted some of the photos. I took the photo, and I sent it to Pat. And I said, did you notice anything? And he's like, no. What should I have noticed? I said, look at the shirt. He goes, oh, damn. I didn't know. You know, because, again, when you do those meet and greets, and so I said, hey, can you do me a favor? If we mail the photo, will you sign it?
Okay.
You know, I don't never want to assume. He goes, I'll do one thing better. Give me his number.
Nice.
So I text Grossman, and I said, hey, listen, when can you take a phone call? On purpose. He knew that the call was coming from me.
Sure.
So he goes, I can be outside in 5 minutes. So then he texts me, all right, I'm outside. It's cold. I text Pat, and I'm like, all right, he's outside. He said it's cold. I don't know what that even means.
Right,
but what does
right,
that
right.
mean? And then Pat called Grossman and talked to him for a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
Good dude.
How come I didn't get a call?
Because, A, you don't deserve it. B, I don't want to spend time doing anything nice for you. And I didn't expect Pat to do what he did, but he did.
Fair enough.
Because that's Pat.
Those are good reasons not to give me a phone call.
And then I said, Pat, and, you know, he probably would, you know, he may or may not have Googled it. I said, you are what we like to call a mensch. And that is Pat Miletich for sure. So, but supposedly the doc was pretty cool. I mean, everybody was there. Matt was there. Severn was there.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of track what happened, where they've been, where they're going. Now, I think Fish Fight's Friday.
Yeah.
You know, and he was out there. Yeah. So,
yeah, Jason, hook him fish. No, I'm excited to see the documentary. I want to see it.
Is it on Stream TV?
I don't know. I just got an illegal password to Netflix today. So now I'm able to like watch Kingdom, which you were featured in. Apparently, they mentioned Randy Harris or Knockout Radio.
Yeah, I don't think they mentioned me. But supposedly, the story says that one of the fighters said something about, I need to go do an interview with Knockout Radio or something. That's pretty cool.
So I'm going to be following up. I'm going to be watching the catch up, but I heard Kingdom's amazing.
I heard that.
So it's great to see the MMA world come to the big screen to show the behind the scenes, to show the sport and what it takes to be in it and the lives they live. And
well, I think that's the case in all sports. Let's be honest. You know, fans, which is short for fanatics, you know, they have no idea. You know, what an athlete today had to do to become the athlete today.
Sure.
You know, junior high, high school, college, not going out. You know, I know athletes that didn't go to proms and dances and dates and, you know, in high school to get to college. And,
sure.
You know, it's not just what they're doing now. It's not just what these fighters are doing and have done over the past 2, 3, 4 months to get ready for the fight on Saturday. It's what they've done the past 6 years.
Absolutely.
You know,
and we're doing it in an era where everything's equal and everybody has opportunity. Look back at the Muhammad Ali. You know, they wanted to go into the war, and he refused, and it held him back from opportunities for fights. And, you know, like, you know, so they had different, it was a completely different sport as, you know, and it continues to migrate the fight game to mainstream. And it's great to see, you know, the legends from yesterday and the future where it's going. And it's great to be. And I can't wait to be in Atlanta with you and Jacksonville.
I will FaceTime. I will FaceTime you from both locations. So as you're talking about that, I think there's one, I don't know if it's Behind the Mask, Behind the Scenes, something, that over the next 8 weeks, and I think it starts next month, they're doing basically that with some WWE guys.
Oh, okay.
Stone Cold, Randy, so I'm excited about that. Disappointed, and I'm sure there's still bad blood that you won't talk about or Terry hasn't told you, but I don't understand why Terry's not one of those eight. You know, to be honest.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like what we're going through and how a lot of people are upset at, you know, taking history away, taking statues down, whether it's right or wrong. You know, taking away Terry Bollea for whatever reason doesn't take away from what he did. He is still one of those eight, you would assume.
Oh, sure.
But so, yeah, for him to not be in it, it was kind of like shocking, but not shocking.
I mean, I think his life was so public. You know, I think people already know kind of his story. So, you know, the reality show, the Hogan's Knows Best, and then the drama afterwards and the media. So those other guys, that you don't really know their story. You know, so I think that maybe why he got a little shade.
I think you know Randy Savage's or Randy Poffo's story just as much as Terry. I think you know Stone Cold's.
I didn't know Randy. I found out this week at the St. Pete Boxing Gym that Randy used to train there. He used to train there with all the guys like Lacey and Winky Wright, and now Keith Thurman Sr. there. And it was great, man. Those guys are really, really good guys.
And back when I cared about my looks and my health, and I used to go to Gold's Gym on 66th, and Randy was there all the time. You know, that he was always there, kind of where we formed our friendship.
Sure.
You know, we would, you know, squat with each other. We'd, what's it called? Spot each other.
He was in your Survivor video.
Spotting.
He was spotting you in the Survivor video that you sent in for.
Yeah.
Did you regret that you didn't get casted on that show?
Did I regret? I regret it every day.
Do you really?
I have said this, and I mean this. The difference between me and you is you say stuff just to get me upset.
No.
I say stuff that I believe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I say stuff that is true. If I got a call, and I've said this for 20 years, if I got a call today saying you are on the next Survivor, but you're done doing radio, this equipment crap would be thrown in that garbage outside.
I would reclaim it, and I would start up Knockout Radio 0.20.
I would break
tomorrow.
I would break it.
What?
I would literally take it, and I would break it.
But when you hang up the mic and I inherit it, I'm going to continue your legacy, continuing the longest-running MMA show in the country. Longest running talk sports radio.
All right, I got to be honest. You bore me. Let's go hit a real quick break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Time was drifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you would like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
It's so cool, Jason.
Chicago?
Yeah.
I mean, we have rock stars coming to the Tour de Pizza tomorrow, don't we?
That's a legend.
We got to get the bus together, the motorcade, what do they call those? Tour buses? Do they have a tour bus, or how are they getting here?
They're getting here by the Knockout Radio limo.
Oh, that's going to be used. I have pre-booked that. I'm sorry.
Guess what?
But I have to use it. You know why?
No, you're out.
No, because Billy, who's been with me for 7 years, and Angie's been with me for 7 years, are getting married today at 6:30. And my wedding gift is a free limo ride.
As long as it's not tomorrow, I don't care.
To the beach. They have to take it to the beach tomorrow to see the water and, like, celebrate their newfound marriage. And
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen because...
Well, can they ride with the band?
No.
Why?
No.
There's plenty of seats. Just saying, it's selfish. Why does the band need all the seats?
Matt's back.
What did you get them for their wedding gift?
Do you have anything sports to talk about?
I'm talking about this.
I'm going to give him a wedding gift. I'm going to give him this dump.
Well, you know what they got from Zach, my new media guy? I have a media guy now. That's kind of a big deal. But he got them a bottle of Proper 12 Irish whiskey.
I'm going to give them the deed to this dump.
I'll give it to them. You don't have to give it to them. I'll give it to them.
They have all the debt. They have all the crappy equipment. Everything. They can have it all.
Well, I what am I?
Yet, or better yet, the gift will be that I'm going to kick you out.
I'll kick myself out. I'm onto the GNAT. I'm in a different space right now. I'm a radio star and a GNAT trainer. What? Pretty much living the best life.
Okay. Thoughts on this weekend's UFC?
I'm looking it up right now.
Ready to be prepared.
Well, I can't control the internet speed here. You know this.
Yeah, you could.
Have you seen, by the way, have you seen that new TV commercial, the whatever the provider is for internet? And they're in a tiny house. And he goes, I've downgraded my lifestyle to match my internet speed. It's like a little tiny house and he bumps his head. I'm like, it's classic.
You need help. But as we're continuing a lot of things, Antonio Tarver coming up, Chris Lytle coming up. But on the phone with us right now, we're going to head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another action-packed Saturday out at the Apex Center, and welcome Marion Renault. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
We appreciate your time. Before we start talking about, you know, the fight itself, but talk about your other career, which right now in this pandemic has got to be difficult, being a teacher and trying to teach our youth with all these stipulations.
Oh, it's been quite the challenge, to say the least, honestly. Even this week being gone, because there's stipulations on where you can teach, especially when you teach from home, I'm not able to teach to the students right now. So I have a sub which is a weird thing to have for distance learning. But the consensus, the students, myself, most teachers don't really like teaching through Zoom. It's just not a great way to connect with the students. It's not a great way to engage with the students. And so it has been a challenge for myself trying to find ways to connect with them.
Well, and I'm sure it's just as difficult, if not more, for your students because, the students want to get that FaceTime, that one-on-one, so it's got to be difficult. How do you come up with, solutions to that?
We try to interact with each other by at least meeting on a Saturday to meet at the school, or I just try to connect with them, through electronics, so the best way to get in touch with them is to touch bases with them through what we call as a Remind app. We go through personal Zooms. So I try to connect with them personally. Hey, can you stay after class so I can talk to you? So I just try to one-on-one connect with the students. But it is a challenge for them. A lot of them, they're excited because California is in the red zone now, and so we can go back to school. So basically, they are excited about going back April 6th. However, it's towards the end of the school year, and they've pretty much missed out on a whole year of school. A lot of them, I just want to come back, but I can't wait to see you. I don't even care if we're still teaching online in the classroom, but as long as I get to see you, it's just sure. They need that interaction.
What age children do you teach?
I'm a high school teacher.
Okay. My wife asked, and I wasn't sure what it was, and she said it doesn't matter. Any teacher is, awesome, not just in this period, just, obviously in general. I know that Fight Week just got started for you guys. How do you handle Fight Week? Is it you're counting down the minutes and the hours for the fight on Saturday? Do you try not to think about the fight on Saturday? How will you get through the next couple days?
Kind of like a hurry up and wait. So we arrive here at the hotel, and we quarantine for a day or so, and then we just kind of go through the motions, make sure we're doing what we need to do to cut the weight in the next few days, and basically we're just waiting in the hotel room. There's not very much we can do. We can go down the strip, and it's not something that I try to harp on. So as an athlete, you've learned not to overthink too soon. You've done all your visualization, you've done all the training, I'm confident going into this fight. And so it's not something that I think about, until I'm actually at the Apex Center, until I'm actually behind warming up. That's when you pretty much think about it. But right now, you just kind of go through the motions. You do the interviews. You gather your things. You fine-tune a couple of things, and you just get ready to do work. But I personally don't focus on Saturday just yet.
Yeah. I've interviewed a lot of athletes since UFC 1, I would always say that, this is a work trip. It doesn't really matter where you are, whether it's Vegas or, Brazil or wherever. It's a work trip and work comes first. But now that you can't go out and do stuff, is it different? Is it weirder? Because before you may not want to, now you really can't.
Honestly, I never went out and did stuff. This is my job. And I want to make sure that I'm 100% ready for it. I don't want to do anything that is going to either get me in trouble or I'm going to have a freak accident. Whatever the case is, I usually just lay low this week and do what I need to do inside the hotel. I do my workouts, et cetera. But other than that, it's not even a big deal to me not be able to go out anywhere.
You've been professionally fighting for just over 11 years. How has the sport changed? How has your training changed?
I think I've gotten way smarter in my training. There wasn't a lot of information prior when I first started. It was in its infancy, especially for females. So I've gotten smarter with my training. I've gotten smarter with my weight cuts, my weight management. There's more information out there, especially when it comes to females. It's quite different than it is with the guys. I've also seen the growth of the sport where, one person can go into a fight and be one-dimensional. Now you cannot be. You have to have evolved over these past few years in order to succeed at a higher level.
How many times have people, and I'm saying this jokingly, you don't know me yet, so I am just kind of clowning around, but, you know, how many people, you know, ask you if you train UFC? Thanks for laughing. Thank you. Thank you.
When I, okay, that's funny. It was an ongoing joke when I first started training. A lot of people would come in and be like, I want to train UFC. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what is that? But I don't get that so much now. And if I do, I just kind of chuckle to myself because, you know, they don't really understand that UFC stands for promotion and it's not the actual training into it. But it is kind of humorous.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing joke, and I joke with a lot of people. And again, you know, I go way, 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 way back. So it's pretty funny to us. You know, oh, we're going to go train UFC. And I put it on Facebook the other
day.
Yeah. And people either don't understand or they truly believe that that's what you do. You train UFC.
I'm right there with you. I joke about that all the time.
So I'm sure you heard Dana's announcement April 24th, and here in the state that we live in Florida, fans will be back in full attendance. Up till now, has it been strange getting used to no fans? And then with the return, give me your thoughts on that.
It has. It's kind of a surreal, but I kind of think of it as, hey, it's just another octagon placed somewhere else in a different location. I'm doing the same thing, crowd or no crowd. But I am excited to hear that they are getting back to a crowd. I don't care about the naysayers. They can just hush up, not show up, and be quiet. But I think we need to get back to some type of normalcy, and I think this is a great thing for the UFC. They're doing positive things with this.
Well, and as you know, the UFC has done positive things keeping this going. Where other sports have stopped, you know, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, all of them, they stopped. You guys continued on and tried to keep, you know, some normal, you know, for fans and for you guys as well.
And credit to Dana. I mean, he was just adamant when all of this first started. He was just like, no, we are going to put on a show. And he was so adamant about it, and he was not letting anybody stop him, and he just went and said, I will. He was a problem solver, so kudos to him, and man, every fighter appreciates it.
As do the fans, as do the media. So yeah. Big ups to Dana. So your opponent, this has been scheduled not once, not twice, but now three times. Give me your thoughts on it being rescheduled, and is there a benefit to kind of knowing, you know, the opponent as well as you obviously do, since this has been scheduled so many times?
I don't know if I would say a benefit. I mean, you go through a phase as an athlete preparing for a fight. At the end, you peak. And to have peaked at one initial point and then been told, hey, you are not going to be able to compete, you have COVID, and then you'll have to, you know, try to get healthy again, and then you peak again, and then, you know, it's just kind of that up and down roller coaster. And sure. I don't think, my focus hasn't changed, my mentality hasn't changed, but it's just, hey, making sure I don't overtrain, one, making sure that I recover properly, two, especially from a peak, and being able to peak one more time. So I don't think that's been a great benefit, but I take it for what it is, and I just can't wait to get in the cage.
I think I need to change this question because it's always been about dinner. So we're going to just say a get-together. You can get together with four people, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Can't be family, can't be, you know, friends from the gym. But who are you going to hang out with and just kind of pick brains and just have some great conversations?
Okay, so I love Florence Griffith Joyner. I don't know if you guys know who she is. She was a phenomenal athlete, track and field. She was one of the reasons why I ran track and field. So I definitely would love to pick my brain with her. I love Martin Luther King. I would love to pick his brain and find out what he thinks about what's going on today, as well as Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was a great philosopher, and I just think that he would have some great input for us today. And then the last one would be Ronald Reagan, just because I think he was a phenomenal president. he was pretty much cutthroat, not a real true politician, but he got shit done.
And he could ride really good horses in Western movies.
Oh, yeah, and pick out some really good jelly beans.
There you go. Flojo, great. And it's ironic because one of mine has always been Edwin Moses. So, you know, very similar, you know, with the track and field. What is the strangest thing, craziest thing that's ever happened to you or with you in the middle of a fight? And the reason I asked that, I'll give you a couple seconds to think. I asked somebody this once, and he said that he was fighting Dennis Siever, and it's always the same reference. Dennis obviously coming from Germany, his corner obviously German. They started talking in German, and the fighter told me that for about 8 seconds, he kind of blacked out, and all he could see is the movie Inglourious Basterds. And it took him like 8 seconds to kind of remember, hey, I'm in the middle of a fight, I got to stop watching a movie.
Oh, okay, so... Well, I remember one moment. I do believe it was in Ireland, and DC was, he was the announcer, not the announcer, but he was calling the fight.
Captaining, okay.
Well, I'm on top of my opponent, and he's sitting there saying, I think she could be going for an armbar, and I'm hearing him, everything he's saying, he's like, you know, I heard him saying, move forward, and you know, and then when I got into mount, he's like, yeah, I think she's going for an armbar because I was in S mount. And in my head, I'm like, no, I'm not going to go for S mount. I really like the ground and pound. And so in my head, I'm having a conversation with him like, no, I'm not going to go for it. That's not what I'm going to do and get in a bad position, you know, potentially. I'm going to ground and pound her. And in my head, I'm having that conversation with him. And then I realized I need to ground and pound her and finish the fight.
That is awesome. So, see, it is kind of very similar. That's awesome. What can we expect? What can the fans expect to see Saturday night when you get back into the octagon?
I think you're going to see a different Marion. I think you're going to be impressed with it. We've been working on a whole lot with my coaches. And so I think you're going to see an exciting fight, just what the fans like.
Looking forward to it. I can't wait. We're going to put you on hold. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabbar, as well as I'm going to send you one of my favorite sponsors and gifts. We're going to send you a box of Wicked Good cupcakes that you can obviously eat after the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck on Saturday. Have fun, and hopefully we can talk to you again soon.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we're going to take care of that. Take care of that on hold. We're going to hit a break. When we come back, we'll close out the first hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
The words.
You don't know that song?
Who is that, the Beach Boys?
It's not the Beach Boys.
Well, who is it?
I don't know, but it's not the Beach Boys.
I don't know.
I can't believe it. You didn't know that.
Why? I'm not a rock and roll guy. I'm not Steve Lanay.
Well, ELO was, I have three of, I still have their albums.
I'm a rock star, but I don't play music.
Okay, you're not a rock star. Well, and you don't play music.
I just told you that.
Do you think she was offended when I said, how old are your kids? Because I thought it was middle school, to be honest.
Yeah.
She was like, no, they're high school.
I think it's tougher as you get older to teach.
I, you know, we were talking about it, my wife and I, and she was thinking middle school is probably the hardest because once they get to high school, you're not going to change them.
No, you can change them.
That's difficult.
Up till 25, you can still mold a mind. You can
trust me, it's over 25.
Oh, your daughter.
I know some 27 and 33s. It's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The circle of Harris Trust is exposed.
No, there's just no circle.
Well, no, I think it's as you get older in high school, it's tougher because they, you know, they have their independence, and you know, I think it's just a different world. But kudos to them; that's a tough job, and they're true heroes.
I hope, and I wanted to ask, but again, you know, she doesn't know me. I don't think we've ever talked before.
Sure.
You know, there was some like I wanted to be funny. I wanted to ask a couple things. I want to know, are teachers on the list of like responders? Because, like, you know, I'm searching to purchase a new car, and, you know, there's all these discounts for first responders. I told my wife this, doctors and not nurses.
Really?
That didn't go over well.
Really?
Yeah, nurses are no longer on the list.
What?
How about that?
After all this, the pandemic, like front line?
And let me clarify, and I know we only have a couple minutes. I am okay if you don't have veteran discounts, okay. Military discounts.
Sure, okay. It's a private company. You don't, it's not obligated.
Nothing's obligated.
Sure.
I'm okay. What I don't like is companies that pound their chest, we have military discounts until you ask. And then there's all these stipulations.
Right. You must have two left feet.
Well, either fully disabled.
Okay.
I would much rather not be disabled than have the discount.
Sure.
First. Retired.
Okay.
Which is, you did your 20 years, you deserve it.
Right.
Or recently honorably discharged within the last 2.5 months.
Huh.
You know, because they're pushing, like, as I'm looking for cars, I've seen the commercial for the military discount. Well, yeah, you have to have gotten out within the last 30 days or retired.
Really?
Which cuts out
a majority
of the veterans, which sure. Is okay. It's all right. I'm okay with that. But don't act like there's a major home improvement store that recently changed their military discount.
Okay.
To you get a military discount of, I think it's 10%, unless the item is not at full price.
Okay. So it has to be full price.
It has to be full price.
Or the discount, which is cheaper.
I don't even think that's a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't even think that's, you know, an option.
Huh.
So, just my little...
Pet peeves.
Yeah. I got plenty of pet peeves, but I started chasing cars yesterday. I don't know if you heard about it.
Why?
No, I was running down US 19 chasing cars.
Oh, you got your vaccine.
I got the vaccine.
Oh, I could tell.
Yeah.
So who's going to win the next UFC fight?
Well, see, that's the beauty. You can either do Back to the Future and get Biff's book from the almanac that Marty left for Biff.
Okay.
Or you get the shot and then you know everything. It's unbelievable. Where do you see who wins the 2024 election?
Can you see to Jacksonville? Am I there?
I can see Jacksonville. No, you're not. I don't know any other.
It's working. The vaccine.
No, it does work. I can see the seats, and you're not in it. So I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe I'll just be in the corner. I'll be in the cage.
Well, depending on how tickets, you know, are sold, if you're able to get them fast enough, you know, maybe you can drive the GNAT up there, set up a thing at the Fan Expo that they may or may not have in the parking lot.
Okay.
And charge everybody at a quarter to jump on the GNAT, and then that'll pay for your at least first 3 gallons of gas to get home.
That's true. I could pay to like Lakeland, maybe. Stop and work
from here to Lakeland.
I got
to
stop and work.
You know, yeah.
Make a couple of dishes, work at a pizzeria or two.
But you ought to do that.
But yeah. we could take it for the fighters. We could get them all on the GNAT in Jacksonville. It's got an eye poke machine, a trainer.
How to teach it or how to block it?
Both.
I think it's like the
Three Stooges.
I think a prerequisite is before every fight, you should watch one episode of the Three Stooges.
That's the greatest defense in all martial arts.
Or the Five Stooges, you know, because you have to watch them all.
Just Five Stooges.
Well, it wasn't the original three. It's like going to a Kansas concert.
Oh, it's not the original
or
cast.
A Little River band.
No, but there's only three Stooges. There's three characters.
There's three. Yep.
Just moving martial arts. The
the hand up. All right, this is Knockout Radio. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.